Today's daf is Krisos Daf Ches. We left off on Daf Zayin and Beis. We are holding all the way back at Elu Mevi'in Karban, four lines before the lines get wide. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Henry Olinsky, L'zecher Nishmas, his father, Menachem Yitzchak Ben Yaakov Yisrael, Zecharo Livracha, the Neshama should have an aliyah, and also sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank both sponsors very much for the continued sponsorship. So again, we're holding on Daf Zayinam Beis. First thing we're going to discuss is what happens when two women are jointly are chayiv in one carbon yoledes. They're not sure which one is really the yoledes, because it was confused which one had a vlad that was a viable vlad and which one was mapil something else that would not be mechayev a karban. So we're going to discuss how it is that they can jointly bring a karban. Then we're going to discuss the basis of the machlokas, whether yotzei dofen is mechayev a karban yoledes. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Zayinam and Beis is going to bring a machlokas beisham beis hillel about a chiyuv karban for a woman who's mapeles or lishmonim ve'echad. She's mapeles on the night going into the 81st day after having a baby girl. Is that mechayev a second karban, or do we say that she's included, she could still be covered by the karban that she has to bring for the first leida? Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about if a woman has multiple chiyuve karban, how many does she need to bring just in order to be able to be to eat kachim? Meaning she has to bring as many karbanos as she has to bring, but in order to be able to eat kachim, does she have to cover all of her karbanos, or can she bring just one of them? The Gemara is going to have two explanations of the machlokas, whether when she brings just one, because that's going to be the answer, when she brings just one, whether she has to specify which of the chiyuvim this karban is going for. And that will be the last sugya in the first parak of Maseches Krisos. Then Be'ez Hashem will begin the second parak. The Mishnah is going to list cases of Mechusrei Kapara, cases where a person is bringing a karban, not because they did an avera or anything, but they just can't eat kachim until they bring a karban. That the karban is going to be part of a tahara process that is matir them in eating kachim. The Gemara is going to talk about why it is when we list Mechusrei Kapara, a zav and a zava are listed separately, but a mitzara and a mitzara'as are not listed separately. They're listed together. And then we're going to explain the machlokas, whether a ger and a nazir are considered to be mechusrei kapara. And the Gemara is going to give us many more details about the karbanos of a ger. So let's begin four lines before the lines get wide on daf, zayin, and beis. Elu mevi'im karban. So the Mishnah said the following people bring a karban, but the karban is not necheles. If you have two women that are mapil, one mimin pater, one mimin chova. So Rabbi Yossi says that's when they use so that's when they each bring a carbon, but it's not nechel. But if they're shtei and omdos, if they're both right there, so then together they can jointly bring a carbon, and that carbon can be nechel. Says my avdin, what do they do in order to bring a carbon that could be nechel? Meisin tarvai echad carbon vaday. Each of them brings a carbon ola vaday, because an ola you can bring as a nedava also, so there's no risk in the ola. So each of them could bring an ola vaday and chatas of safek. They jointly bring one chatas of misafek umasni, and they make the following tonight. Each one says that if she's pater from a carbon and the other one is chayiv, she's mocheles her chelek in that chatas of. So the one that's chayiv in the carbon is the only owner of the carbon, and therefore the carbon is motar b'achila, because it is a legitimate chatas of for a legitimate leida. The only thing we don't know is which woman it's really for. So umiyas le Rabbi Yossi tana'a. Wait, does Rabbi Yossi really allow such conditions to be made? Vatnan, but there's a Mishnah that we're going to learn in Daf Chav Gimel that tells us about two people that ate two chatichos. One of them ate chalev and the other one didn't. But we don't know which one ate chalev, which one is really chayev a karban. So Rabbi Shimon Omer Mevin Shneim Chatas Achas. They can make a tanai between them. They jointly bring one chatos. Oh, if you're the one that's chayev, I'm mochel my chalek in it. If I'm the one that's chayev, you're mochel your chalek in it. Exactly the same tanai we just learned about. But Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yossi says you're not allowed to make such a tanai. Rabbi Yossi, let's lay tana. Why is it by the yoledes, by the two women who are suffic yoledes, we're going to make such a tanai, but by a chatos for eating chalev, we're not going to make such a tanai? So
So Amar Rav Amod Rabbi Yossi b'mechusar kapara v'chem kiasar Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amod Rabbi Yossi b'mechusar kapara,
that if someone is not bringing his carbon because of an avera that he did, he's just bringing the carbon so that he could be nichnas l'migdash and he could be ochel kadshim like he yoledes, then you're allowed to bring a carbon ala tonight. So it's not that Rabbi Yossi rejects the notion of bringing carbon ala tonight entirely. He accepts it, but only for a mechusar kapara, not for someone who's bringing a carbon for an avera. So my taima, why is it that there's a difference between them? Why should a mechusar kapara be allowed to bring out tonight and chatas not be allowed to? So hasam bay gavri yediya, because part of the requirements of bringing a carbon chatas for an avera is yediyas hachet. Tichsev, oh, hoda, a love chataso, that you have to know about the chet. Hilkach lamasni namasni. So you can't bring such a conditional chatas. Oh, maybe it's mine, maybe it's yours, because then you have no real yediyah of the chet. Aval hacha, ki masni nosham karbon l'shtariba achiloskachim. But when you're mechusar kapara, there's no chet to know about. It's just to be matter achiloskachim. So it says Gemara, kedetani seifa dahi. This chilik is clear in the seifa of that Mishnah. It says Rabbi Yossi Yomar, call chatas shibal chet einstein mevi'ososa, that it's specifically a chatas that comes as a result of a chet that two people cannot bring. But if it were any other, if it were a mechusar kapara kind of carbon, then they would be allowed. It's not, I'm sorry, I emphasize, kol chatas shibal chet, that's the emphasis. Shibal chet, meaning mechusar kapara also brings what's called a chatas, it's just not baal chet. Any chatas that's baal chet, you're not allowed to make it tonight because you have to have a yediyas chet. But a chatas that comes just because you're mechusar kapara, that for sure you can make it tonight. Good. So elu she'ein mevios, Rabbi Shimon mechayiv yotzi dofen. So we had said Tanakama holds that a yotzi dofen is not mechayiv karbonos of leida, and Rabbi Shimon says yes, it is. So my time is Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon believe that a yotzi dofen is also mechayiv karbonos of leida? Amrei shlakish amar kra, because in the parsha of yoledes the Torah tells us v'im nekeva teled. So the rabbis leida acheres. It's not necessary to say v'im nekeva teled, because the Torah could have said v'im nekeva hi, meaning the Torah already says isha kisazria v'yolda zachar. So it already says isha kisazria v'yolda. So zachar is this, and then it could have said v'im nekeva hi, and if the offspring is in a keva, but it says v'im nekeva teled. Why teled? The rabbis leida acheres, to tell me that there's a second form of leida. There's another way to do leida. Umayhi yotzi dofen. That's the case of Yotzi Dofen, and it's Mechayev of the Karban. For Rabbanan, what are the Rabbanan, my time, what are they going to say? So I'm Rabbani Bar Patish, Isha Ki Sazria V'yolda, Atcha Telid B'makam Shemazra'as, that the Leida has to come through the Makam Shemazra'as, it has to dafka come Derech HaRechem, and not Derech HaDofen. Okay, now new Mishnah. So this Mishnah is actually a pretty well-known Mishnah for people. Most of the Mishnah's increases for people who lived in Yeshivas, you never really cover the Mishnah's increases, but this Mishnah appears in the very beginning of Maseches Pesachim. So even in yeshivas where you just learn, even those yeshivas that go very slowly, even if you just learn the first couple of blat of Maseches Pesachim, this comes up, because the first word of Maseches Pesachim is Or, that an Or Larbas or both Kines Chametz. So the Gemara in the first couple of blat tries to figure out what the word Or means. Does the word Or mean daytime, nighttime? So the Gemara the Gemara brings rayas from wherever the word Or is used through Shas, and this is one of the rayas. This is one of the rayas that actually sticks. Hamapelas l'or shmona ve'echad. If a woman is mapil, has a miscarriage on the night of the 81st day, so b'shamei potim l'karbon b'sil mechayvin. The background is as follows: a woman gives birth to a baby girl, let's say, so for 14 days she's tamei, for the next 66 days she is tahar. But after those 60, she's not allowed to eat kachim that entire time, even though all dam that she sees is dam tahar. She's not going to be tamei, but she's not allowed to eat kachim that entire time. On day 81. She brings a carbon, and then she's going to be allowed to eat kachim. However, if she has any other miscarriage at any point, any other leida within those 80 days, it's not going to be mechayev a separate carbon. She'll get away with just bringing one carbon. Once day 81 comes, even if she has failed to bring her carbon, she hasn't brought it yet, but she could have brought her carbon, and now she has another leida, another miscarriage, it's going to be mechayev a separate carbon. So it's not about the fact
fact that she's already brought the first carbon, it's the fact that she could have brought the first carbon, that's going to be mechayev a second carbon. But if she's still within the 80 days, she could not have, then she's not going to be chayev a separate carbon. Our Mishnah talks about what if the miscarriage happens not on day 81, nor within the 80 days, after the 80 days are over, on the night that follows the 80 days before day 81. She couldn't have yet brought her carbon because it can only bring carbon during the day. But her 80 days of Tumah and Tahara are over. So Mapelis, Or L'Shmon V'Echad, La'or Shmon V'Echad. So Beshame says she does not have to bring a second carbon, and Beisil says, yes, she does. So Amr Beisil Beshame. Beisil says to Beshame, I'll explain to you why she does. Meishna Or Shmon V'Echad, Miyom Shmon V'Echad. Im Shivu L'Tumah, L'Yishu L'Karbon. As far as Tumah is concerned, if she sees dam after the 80 days are over on that night, that dam is Tameh, meaning that 66 days of Yemei Tohar that she had are over. During those 66 days, if she sees dam, it's totally tar. But now she's already out of that category, and if she sees dam, she's going to be Tameh. So if the night of the 81st is the same as the day of 81st as far as Tumah, why shouldn't it be the same as far as Karban? So I'm going to be Shavei Lo, Mamartim, Mapelis, Yom Shmon Vechad, Shekin Yasal Shashi Ru'uya Lahavi Bakarban. Tamar of Mapelis, Ol Shmon Vechad, Shul Yasal Shashi Ru'uya Lahavi Bakarban. Beishamai says, no, when she sees on day 81, even if she hasn't yet actually brought her carbon, she could have brought her carbon. And the fact that she could have means that anything that happens here on in is going to be Mechayev a new carbon. But on the night before, she could not have yet brought her carbon, and therefore it's still covered by the one carbon. Samalan Beisilal. Beisil says, oh, it's going to be all about whether you could have. Well, then, hello, Hamapelis Yom Shmon Vechad, Shechalios B'Shabbos Tuchiach. What if a woman has a miscarriage on day 81, but it's Shabbos day 81? So she never had a moment where she could have brought a carbon, because you're not allowed to bring a carbon yoled, that's on Shabbos. Shalo yatsa l'shashi ru'i yolavi b'carbon. And nevertheless, chayavs b'carbon, because she had a new miscarriage, she's going to be chayav a second carbon leda. So amalem b'shamay, b'shamay says, lo, m'martem, yom shvon vech shchali yos b'shabbos, shav b'shein a royal carbon yachid, royal carbon tzibur. Shabbos is a day that's ro'i for carbonos in general. It may not be right for a carbon leda, for a carbon of yoledes, but it's a day that you can bring carbonos, not yechidim, but there is carbon tamidim and musafim that are brought on Shabbos, and therefore it's considered that it's higiyas man of a carbon already, and that generates a new chiyuv with the new leda. Tam mapelas la'arish man ve'echad shein alay l'ray lo l'carbon yachad v'lo l'carbon tzibur. You can't bring a raya, therefore, from a woman who has a miscarriage at the night time of 81, where it's not raya neither for a carbon yachad nor for a carbon tzibur. So now Beishame says back to Beis Hillel, also on your first time that you said that as far as the dam is concerned, the night and the day are the same. I'm not concerned about that raya, that if she bleeds at night, she's just as tame as if she bleeds during the day. If a woman has a miscarriage within the malos, within the 81 days, the dam is not dam toar when she has a miscarriage. That's going to generate a new tumah, but it does not generate a new carbon. So not every time new tumah is generated doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to generate a chiyuv carbon. Good, Tanya. Amar le Beis Hillel be Shammai, Harei Omer lebas lerabos or l'shmon vechad. Beis Hillel not only says his shita misvara, he has a pasuk. The pasuk says b'mlosi meitara lebein ol lebas. So the lashon of lebas comes to tell me that or l'shmon vechad for leidas nekeva is mechayev a separate carbon. So now the Gemara tells the story of Rav Hoshaya. Havishchiach kamei de Bar Kapara. Rav Hoshaya used to learn by Bar Kapara. Shavke, and then he left Bar Kapara's yeshiva. Vasa kamei de Rabbi Chia, and he went to learn by Rabbi Chia because Rabbi Chia apparently was greater than Bar Kapara. That's how Rabbeinu Gershom writes. It's not me. Yom Echad Pagabe. One day Rav Hoshaya meets Bar Kapara. So Bar Minei, and he asks him Zav Shara'a Shalosh Rios Belal Shmini Ma Beisil Lomrim B'Davar Zeh. Let's say you have a Zav. Zav is chayiv in a carbon if he had three re'ios of ziva. So let's say he had a zava with three re'ios of ziva. Even if a zava had just two re'ios of ziva, he needs shiva nekiyim. But if he had, unlike a zava who has three re'ios requires shiva nekiyim. A zav with just two re'ios needs shiva nekiyim, but with three re'ios of ziva, he needs a carbon as well. So let's say the zav was waiting through his shiva nekiyim, and then on day 8 he was going to bring his carbon. But then he became a zav again on the night of the 8th day, the night leading into the 8th day. What would Basil say? Can he still be covered by that one carbon, or does he now have to bring another carbon? So Rav Hoshaya explains the tzadim. Tamayu de Basil, the reason that Basil is mechayev a carbon, an extra carbon, b'mapeles b'layla, mishum d'chsev lebas. Maybe it's because there's a special ribuy in the pasuk specifically by mapeles. Aval zav shara sholosh rios b'lal shmini patri, but by a zav there's no special pasuk, and therefore maybe it's covered with one carbon. Delomiatri krayi, because there's no extra pasuk. Or maybe it's the same basic halacha, that if you're not yet, that even though you're not yet at a point where you could have brought the carbon, but the count of the first carbon is over, so that's going to generate a chiyuv of a second carbon. So amalei bar kapara, umma babli omar b'davar zeh. Oh, what does your new rabbi say about this? You know, you left my yeshiva. I don't know, you apparently found someone better. So ishtik Rav Hoshaya v'omar klum. So Rav Hoshaya didn't say anything. It sounds like he upset Bar Kapara by being meaning it could, the way Rabbi Gershom says, Bar Kapara upset him by being mezalzel in his new Rabbi, in Rabbi Chia, and by just calling him Bavli. So he said, you know, if you're going to talk disrespectfully about my Rabbi, no thanks, I'm not interested in the conversation. So Amalei, so Rav Hoshaya said, Bar Kapara tzrichin ledivreiaya, we need divrei ayah. Ayah is also a derogatory term for Rabbi Chia. So you're being mezalzel in him, but you need his answers. Meaning, it's nice that you're saying, oh, what does this guy say, as if he's a nobody, but you don't know the answer. You need what he has to say. So nachzor al rishonos. Let's go back to the brisa that we said before, where we said that Beisil says to Beishamai, Harei Omer lebas l'rabos or l'shmonim ve'echad. So name a katanayim. Maybe there's a machlokas tanayim. What the basis of Beisil really is. By Zav, where he was ready Tamei as a result of a Ziva, and he counted Shivanakim, Shara, Sholosh Rios Bilal Shmini, that then has three Rios on the 8th night, so there are two Brisos. Tani Chada maybe, the Tani Idochena maybe. One Brisa says he brings a new carbon, the other one says he does not bring a new carbon. My love Tanayi, so isn't this Machlokas exactly this issue? Tahad Tanya maybe, Kasava Laila Ain Machusasman, Vahad Tanya Ain maybe, Kasava Laila Machusasman. The Brisa that says that you bring a carbon means you're bringing a second carbon for this new Ziva that's happening on the 8th night, and the one that says Ain maybe says that no, you're still covered by that first carbon because the Laila is Mechusar's man. You're not yet at a point where the first Chi of carbon set in, and therefore you're still covered under that first Chi of carbon. No, all the Tanaim hold that Laila is Mechusar's man, and therefore it's as if this man Chi of carbon has not yet arrived, and for sure you'd be covered under one carbon. The machlokas between these two brises, whether maybe or ain maybe, is not about a second carbon. Maybe or ain maybe is about the first carbon. When it says maybe, it was talking about a guy who only had two re'ios, so he never had a chiyuv of a first carbon. Why is he counting Shivanakim? Because of two re'ios of ziva that he had, which was not mechayev a carbon. But now on night 8, he has three re'ios. So now on night 8 that he has three re'ios, that's mechayev him a carbon. So now he's going to be maybe. Vadetanya ain maybe, bezav bal sholosh re'ios. And the one that says that he does not bring a new carbon is talking about where he was already chayev a carbon from the first one, so this doesn't generate any new chiyuv carbon because it's mitzari for the rest. So the maybe and ain maybe is about whether this new re'iyah is mechayev a carbon. The one that says maybe
Levi is still saying he's only bringing one, because it's only Mechayev a Karban, since the first time was not Mechayev a Karban. And the one that says Ein maybe says, no, this new Riyah is not Mechayev a Karban, because the first time was Mechayev a Karban. They're talking about different cases. One is talking about where he was Chayev a Karban previously, because he had three Riyos previously. The other one is talking about where he wasn't Chayev a Karban previously. Says Marzav Bal Shtei Riyos Mei Lameimra. What's the Chiddush of the Brayso? So it's Pashut that if he never had three Riyos, and now he does, then of course he's going to bring a Karban for what just happened right now. Now, Hakam Ashmalan, Dafka Ra'a Bilel Shmini, Avol B'Yamam Adashvi Lo. The Chiddush is that if he sees three Re'eos on day 7 of a Shivinakiyim, it's not Mechayev him a Karban. Kasavar Kol Re'eosho Seseres, Ein Mavi L'Day Karban. Because that Re'eo that happens on day 7 of his Shivinakiyim is considered to be a stira to the Shivinakiyim. And any Re'eo that is associated with the Shivinakiyim is part of that Cheshbon. It's part of the Cheshbon of the Tumah that already was. It's not part of a Cheshbon of a new Tumah that will be Mechayev a new Karban. Amarav B'mayu Kimta La D'Tanya, Ein Mevi, B'zav Bal Sholosh Riyos. The Yukimta we made is that when the Brice that says that he does not bring a Karban for his three Riyos on Lel Shmini is because he was already Chayev a Karban for the first time, he already saw three times. Well, listening to Gabi Chamisha Mavin Karban Echad, Alaviros Harbe, there's going to be a mission in tomorrow's daf that talks about cases where you bring one carbon for many averos. Shouldn't this be on the list? He's bringing one carbon for many zivos. Says Mar Lo Psika. It's not always going to be absolute that that's the case. Dam Rabbi Yochanan Ra Achas B'Layla Shtayim B'Yom Mevi, but Shtayim B'Layla V'Achas B'Yom Ein Mevi. That generally speaking, if a person sees one Re'ia on Lel Shmini and two Re'ios on Yom Shmini, so that's then he's going to bring a new carbon for seeing Re'ia Ziva three times. But if he saw two Re'eos on Lel Shmini and only one on Yom Shmini, we follow the Rov, and the Rov happened at night, and it's not Mechayev a Karban. So I'm Rav Yosef Teda, Da Achas B'Lai L'Shtayim B'Yom Mevi. I'll prove to you that if he sees once at night and twice during the day, he brings a new Karban. Da Re'ia Rishon Shechvazer B'Yalma. Because the first time Azav sees any Ziva, it only has a status of a Balkeri. He's only Tamei for that day. He can go to the Mikveh that night and be Tahar. V'Iluchazi Tartin Achronasa. But when he sees two other times, now he's going to require Shivinakiyim. So the Re'iyah of the Laila is mitstariv to the Re'iyos of the day, and therefore we should say that it's mitstariv to the Re'iyos of the day as far as being Mechayev a Karban as well. Amrav Sheshes Prey Dravidi Midi Iria, Re'iyah Rishona Shalzav, Chazye Bizman Chiyuva, Achas Belaila, Kevin the Lav Bizman Chiyuva Chazye, Ilav Dashmin Rabbi Yochanan Mitzarif, Havamin Lotit Tzarif. How do you bring a Raya just from the fact that Re'iyah Rishon Shalzav is ever mitzarif to the other two? Re'iyah Rishon Shalzav is mitzarif because it happens at a Zman Chiyuv, at a time where it could generate a Chiyuv Karban. But that doesn't tell me about Re'iyah Rishon Belaila. Re'iyah Rishon Belaila is happening at a time that wouldn't generate a Karban. I don't know that that's mitzarif until Rabbi Yochanan tells me that it's mitzarif. Rabbi Yochanan, Laila Mechusar Zman. Laila is Mechusar Zman. You cannot yet bring a Karban. Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan, Laila Mechusar Zman. Does Rabbi Yochanan say that Laila is Mechusar Zman? That since you cannot yet bring a Karban, it's still considered Mechusar Zman, and therefore it's not going to generate a new Chi of Karban? V'amar Chizkiah, but didn't Chizkiah tell me that if you have a Nazir that became Tamei, that who has to wait 7 days, bring a Karban on the 8th day, and then begin a new Nazirus, Nitma Bayom, we said if he becomes Tameh on the 8th day, maybe he has to bring another Karban, because that was already a time where his new Nazirus could have started, even though he didn't yet bring the first Karban, but he could have. But Laila, if he becomes Tameh on the 8th night, the night going into the 8th day, Eino maybe he does not bring another Karban. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Belaila, maybe that even if he becomes Tameh on the 8th night, he's going to have to bring another Karban, even though he could not bring the Karban until the next morning. So you see clearly that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Laila is not considered Mechusar Zman. So how do we understand Shitas Rabbi Yochanan? Why is it when it comes to the Zav, he considers Laila Mechusar Zman, and when it comes to the Nazir Shetam that became Tameh, he does not consider Laila Mechusar Zman? Says Menach Kikam Rabbi Yochanan Shtayim B'Laila V'Achas B'Yom Einu Mevi L'Divrei Ha'Omer Mechusar Zman, that Rabbi Yochanan himself holds Laila is not Mechusar Zman, but within the Shita that Laila is Mechusar Zman, That's when he says that if you see shtayim b'layla and achas b'yom, that you don't bring a korban. The divrei omer pshita. Well, obviously, according to the shita, the layla is mechusar zman. If most of it happens b'layla, it's not going to generate a new chiyuv korban. Now, ra achas b'layla shtayim b'yom esrichle. His great chiddush is that if you see only once at night and twice during the day, that then you would have to bring a new korban. I might think the re'ia b'layla is not mitzarif to the two re'ia Peyom, because the Riyah Belayla was not during his man Chiyuv. So Kamash Malan, that's where Rabbi Yochanan has to tell me that the Riyos are in fact Mitztarif, and since the majority of them were Beyom, it's Chayiv an additional carbon. It's Mechayiv an additional carbon. Okay, new Mishnah now. So the Mishnah is going to talk about women who are Chayiv multiple carbonos. Heisha Sheyeshala Safek Chamesh Leidos. A woman had miscarriages five times, and each time was a suffix whether she's chayiv a carbon or not. The suffix chamesh zivos, or she had five times that she saw dam 3 days in a row, but she lost track of what her yemei ziva and what her yemei nida are. The Torah tells us that if a woman sees dam be'es nida sa, at a time where she's supposed to see dam, when it's the time that's eligible for nida, she's tameh for a total of 7 days. She could bleed for all seven of those days, as long as she stops bleeding before shkia, on that seventh day she goes to the mikveh that night and she's tahora. But then just a few psukim later, the Torah tells us, and if she sees dam below Eis Nidasa, at a time that's not the time of her Nidus, so then it's a totally different set of rules. Biologically, it's the same thing that's happening to her, but it's an entirely different set of rules based on the timing. If she bleeds for 1 day, she's a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, she just has to make sure she doesn't bleed the next day, she goes to the mikveh the next day, she's fine. If she bleeds for 2 days, she just has to make sure she doesn't bleed the third day, she goes to the mikveh, she's fine. But if she bleeds for 3 consecutive days, she becomes a Zavah Gadola, she's going to require Shiva Nekiyim and a Korban, but she's going to require a Shiva Nekiyim. So she has to keep track of when it's her day 7, when it's her day 11. This is a major machlokes Rishonim. How do you even cheshbon it? The Rambam writes that when she's Kaveh Veset, when she's 12 years old, or when, whatever age, she starts seeing Dam, so then from that Veset, from that time that she sees Dam, you can already mark in the calendar for the next many, many years, that every 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, it's going to shift from Yimei Nida, Yimei Ziva, Yimei Nida, Yimei Ziva. All the other Rishonim disagree. Rashi and the Rambam, the Ramban keeps on writing Shibush Gadol. You know, the Migdolei HaMechabrim made a terrible mistake, and that's why you have to really learn my words carefully, because even great people made a mistake about this. They're very, very upset about the Rambam. In fact, the whole discussion doesn't even make its way into Shulchan Aruch, because we pass Nafilu Roti Bistam Kachadol is Yoshua Salah Shivanakim, so this is not Lahalacha. But the Shach, in the very beginning of Hilchas Nida, just happened to be teaching in Yeshivina, the Shach, in the very beginning of Hilchas Nida, writes that the Levush goes into this Barichus, and the Levush quotes the Shita Sarambam. And he says, I don't understand at all. How could you even quote the Shita Sarambam? How could you go with the Shita Sarambam? We clearly don't pass like the Rambam. There's a Mefurish Gemara in Arachin that says not like the Rambam. The Gemara says in Mesechta Arachin that if a woman is not sure of her Yimei Nida, Yimei Ziva, so as long as she has, and she bleeds one day, as long as for the next 17 days she doesn't bleed, she'll be okay. She could start again. That only makes sense if you assume like the Ramban and the others, not like the Rambam. The way the Ramban and all the others understand is that if you become a woman becomes a Nida, so she's tummy for 7 days, then for the next 11 days she's eligible for Ziva, right? What if she doesn't see during those 11 days? And she doesn't see for the week after those 11 days? The next time she bleeds, whenever that is, that's when her new Yemei Nida start. Not when the 11 days are over that the Yemei Nida starts right away. No, the Yemei Nida will start again as soon as she sees Dam again. That could be a week later, 2 weeks later, it doesn't matter. That's what we generally assume lalach. But anyway, you have this woman, saw Dam for 3 days in a row, 5 times. But she couldn't keep track if it was Yimei Nida or Yimei Ziva. So she has no idea if she's chayiv 5 karbanos, 0 karbanos, 2 karbanos. She has no idea. So mevia karban echad, she brings 1 karban and v'achelas bezvachim. And by bringing that 1 karban, she can now eat karbanos ve'in ashara le'achova. And the rest she doesn't have to make up because she may not be chayiv the rest. Generally, we're not into the idea of bringing karbanos misafik. You can do malika and make a nevela. We don't bring karbanos misafik. But in order to be matir her to eat kachim, we have to do this for her. Chamesh zivos vada'os, if she had 5 cases of ziva where it was vadai, the chamesh ledos vada'os, or 5 actual births, mevia carbon echad v'alchaz v'zvachim. Bring even just one carbon is already going to be matir etid kachim v'ashar aleachova, but she still has to make up the rest of them. So ma'isa sha'amdu kinin b'yushlayim b'dinar zav, one time, just buying simple bird carbonos became so expensive in Yerushalayim, the prices went very, very high. Some Rav Shimon Gamliel, you have this a few times in Shas, where these kinds of things happened, where the Chachamim thought that they needed to make some, that they had to publicize certain things in Halacha in order to be able to bring the prices down, to make life livable. So Amram Shimon Gamliel, Hama'on Azeh, that it's a lashon of a shavua, lo ala shavua by the Beis Hamikdash, lo ala na laila ad sheyia b'dinarin, that I'm not going to sleep tonight until kinim are down to dinarim shel kesef, and they don't cost a dinar zav. Besof nichnas lebeis din v'limeid, so he went to Beis and he started teaching. He isha sheyishala chamish ledos vada'os, chamish zivos vada'os, even though she knows she's chayiv five karbonos, mevia karbonecha v'chels bezvachim, she can bring one karbon and eat kach. And she does not have to bring the rest. Ooh, so now the demand went way down. So Vamdu Kinim Biyamahu Birvatayim. Kinim went way down in price because the demand went so way down. He did this as Nesla Slashem Efeir Sora Secha, Rashi points out. Really, she is Chayiv five Karbanos. It's not that she's Pater. She's Chayiv to bring five Karbanos. The Aruch Hanar points out it could be that this Hora'a was not a permanent Hora'a. It was just for that moment until prices went back, and it could be that it never even actually had to happen because the prices went down immediately, so they were able to adjust immediately. Tosa says, no, he wasn't being makel against Divrei Torah. He holds Lefia MS, there's no chiyuv of the additional karbanos, mida or raisa. The karbanos are like tevilos, just like one tevila will work for many, many tumos, so too one karban will work for many ledos or many zivos. And therefore, it's only midrabanan that you chayiv the other karbanos, meaning it's optional on a daraisa level, it's on a chiyuv on a daraisa level, and that's why he was willing to issue this hara. It was not an eslas shemei feres or sefa kind of situation. If a woman has five vaday ledos, so five karbanos that she absolutely has to bring, and five zivos that are suffik, chamish ledos vaday v'chamish ledos suffik, or five vaday ledos and five suffik ledos, mevia shtei kinim, she brings two kinim, achas ala vaday, one on those five ledos that are vaday, v'achas ala suffik, and one for the five that are suffik. Shal vaday necheles, the one that she brings for the vaday gets eaten by kohanim, because it's a regular karban, v'ashar ala chove, and all the other four vadays, she still has to bring, it's just that it's not going to stop her from eating kachim. Shal safek einu na'acheles, the one that's brought al safek does not get eaten because it may not be a chiv in the first place, ve'ena sharalechov, and she doesn't have to make up for the rest of them. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, al vaday tomar, when it comes to the vaday that she brings, the one vaday that she brings, she has to say al achrona, that this one is for the last leda, or for the last ziva, viti pater, and then she's pater from the other karbanos. Shal safek im yesh vaday b'nein, the ones that are suffic, if there's from the minas fekos, there are zivos or ledos, there's just one vaday amongst them, tomar ala vaday, she should say that she's bringing her carbon for the vaday, viti pater, and then she'll be pater from bringing on the other sfekos, because the carbonos are not brought me suffic if she already is allowed to eat kachim, they would all be suffic chulun vazara, v'im lav, and if there is no vaday there, tomar al achas mehen viti pater, just say that the carbon that I'm bringing is for one of my suffix zivos, one of my suffix ledos, that's good enough. Rabbi Kiva Omer, ben al vaday, ben al suffix, tomar al achas mehen viti pater. Even if she has many karbanos vaday, she doesn't have to specify that this is for the last one. She could say it's for one of them. So I'm later of Nachman Yitzchak Rav Papa, Emelach Mishrei Drava, Hani Tanoi, B'mai Pliki. What's this machlokas, whether she has to specify when she's bringing one of her karbanos vaday, which one it's for, that it's for the last one? What's the machlokas about? So Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Midami Lahon, the Chatos. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri compares the Chi of karbanos of women to a Chi of karban Chatos. Demand the chayiv chamish chatos ad demaisi kulon, that he has to bring all of them, the sof mechapale, and it's only when he brings the last one that he has full kapara. So achanami loshna, over here also it's like a chatos, so she's going to have to bring the karban on the leda or the ziva that came last, and only then be able to eat kachim, and then she can make up the earlier ones. But Rabbi Kiva medami lon tvilos, Rabbi Kiva compares this to going to a mikvah. Demand the chayiv chamish tvilos kim to tavel chad zimna itar Pachanami lo shna. There's no need to make a point of saying this is only the last one, not the others, because one tevila works for many tumas. So it's over here too. One carbon is going to work for all of them. So I'm there, Papa Isal Tadet, Rabbi Yochum and Nuri, Lechatas Midamilon, Amaisha Safik Tamar Alachas, Man, Vetriftar. Why is it, if you hold that it's like a chatas, then why is it that when it's ala safik, you could just say it's on any one of them, that's good enough? Because after all, Ilu Mandu Mechayiv, Chamish Ashomus Tluyan, Kimais. If you have five Ashram Talois, when you bring one of them, do you become Pater from all of them? Anytime you violate many times the same Aveir, you be Chayiv multiple Chataos. So in that similar situation, you be Chayiv, you have a Suffolk, whether you did the Aveir, you be Chayiv to bring multiple Ashram Talois on each Suffolk. So here also, this woman has five Stakos, whether she's Chayiv, a Karbon Yoledus, or a Zava, so she has to bring five Karbonos. And so why is it that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that she could bring a karban on one of the sfeikos and it doesn't matter which one? So what's really the machlokas here? Elo de kule alma litvilos medamilun. Everyone compares it to tefilas, to going to the mikvah, and just like one tefila will work for multiple, so over here also one karban is going to work. The issue is, are we concerned that she's going to be negligent and not bring the rest of the chiyuvim? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, "Chashin l'pshia, we're choshish l'pshia." So we make her say, "This is only for the last one," so that she could realize that she still has the other chiyuvim. Rabbi Kiva said, "Lo chashin l'pshia." Rabbi Kiva says, "We're not choshish l'pshia." Hashanach shloshim sheish. Now we begin the second paragraph of Masechus Krisos. Arba mechusrei kapara. There are four categories of people that they bring a korban not because they need a kapara, not because they did an avera, but because they cannot eat kachim until they bring a karban. We also have four categories of people that bring a karban for doing an aver b'meza the same way they would for doing an aver b'shogeg. Ve'elein mechusrei kapara. The mechusrei kapara are hazav, hazava, vayaledes, vametzoda. Hazav, hazava, yaledes, woman gives birth after the 40 days of a zachar, 80 days of a nekeva, brings karban, we spoke about that earlier, or a mitzora, that at the end of his tzaraas, he has to bring shnei kvasim, echad yalav, echad asham, and kivsa, echad lechatas, and only then is he allowed to eat kachim. Rav Lozim and Yaakov Omer, mechusa kapara, ger mechusa kapara, ad shizu galav adam. That there's a fifth mechusa kapara, a ger is a mechusa kapara also, because he has to bring karbanos as well. And nazir, lienu v'teklachta v'tumaso. And a sixth one, a nazir is also mechusa kapara, because he's not allowed to drink wine, he's not allowed to get a haircut, he's not allowed to become tamei, until he brings his karbanos at the end of his nazirus. So ma'ishna zav v'zav d'mani l'umetrein, mishum d'chaluka tumaso. Why is it that Zav and Zava count as two separate items on the list of Mechusrei Kapara? Because there are different rules about their Duma, right? Zav lo metame ba'ones. If there's a particular event that brings about the Ziva, for a woman, she's Tame, right? If a woman, every time she flies on an airplane, becomes Tame, so it doesn't matter. If every time she goes swimming, whatever it is, it doesn't matter if there's an event that brings about the Tuma, she's Tame. For a man, if you could describe why it happened, oh, it's because I ate that food, it's because I did this activity, then he's not Tame by a zav. So that's a totally different halacha between a zav and a zav. Titanya, mi besaro v'lo machmazon so mitame b'riyos k'viyamim. A second difference: a zav who sees ziva three times is tame and is chayiv a karban, but those three times could all be on the same day. By a zava, she's only gonna be require shiv and a kiyim and a karban if she sees on three consecutive days, on three different days. Titanya tala akos ves a zachar b'riyos ves a nekeva b'yamim. For a man, it's all about how many times he saw. For a woman, it's about how many days. The zava metame ba'ones v'lam metame b'riyos k'viyamim. A zava is metame even ba'ones and zava metame b'riyos k'viyamim. So it says more by that same logic though. Mitzora and Mitzoras Nami Chaluka Tumasan. A Mitzora and a Mitzoras are also different from each other. Ha Mitzora Ton Priyo Frima. A Mitzora requires Priyas Arosh and tearing his begadim. Tichsev begadim yu prum v'roshu yiyah parua. Va asur b'tash shamita. And a Mitzora is not allowed to have tash shamita. It says that he has to go michutz la'alo for shivas yamim. So and allo zuishto. And a Mitzoras ain't a tuna Priyo Frima. A Mitzoras does not require Priyo Frima. How do I know that? Titania, ainli ala ish, ish aminayin. How do I know that a woman who becomes tamei with saras that she too can become tamei with saras? Kshomer vatsarua, when it says vatsarua, harei kan shnayim, that's talking about both an ish and an isha, because lashon tsarua sounds like everybody. Im kein matam lomer ish, why then does the pasuk use the word ish? Netakav akasav me inyan shalmaila li inyan shalmata. Right, the pasuk says vatsarua shabra. The pasuk uses the term ish to tell me not that only an ish can become a mitzara, a woman can also become a mitzara, but that some of these halachos of mitzara only apply to an ish. Lomar ish pareo farim veini isha parasu faramas. Only the ish needs prio frima, the isha does not. And umutar patash shamita, a woman mitzara is mutar patash shamita. How do I know that? Shnemar v'yashav michutz la'ahalo shivas yamim v'lo michutz la'ahalo. Hilchach nimnin betrayin, and therefore, since there are these different halachos between a mitzara and mitzaras, why do they count as just one of the mechusrei kapara in the Mishnah? They should count as two of the mechusrei kapara in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, zava zava ikir tumasan chaluka mitzara mitzaras ain ikir tumasan chaluka hai vahai kagrisu. Big difference between them. When it comes to a zava and a zava, how they become tame is totally different. When it comes to mitzara and mitzaras, how they become tame is the same. What the rules are once they're tame is different. Rabbi Yelos ben Yaakov Omer ger mechusrei, he says that a ger is a mechusrei kapara. V'tanakam my time lo tani ger. Why didn't Tanakam is ger? Ki katani midam de mishra lemechal bekachim. We're coming to tell me something. It's matrim. When a ger brings his carbon, it's to allow him to be yavo bakal. It's not to eat kachim. V'nazir my time alotani. Why doesn't he list nazir? Sof nazir ki maisi carbon shuril mishli yain dechulenu. Because the nazir's carbon is only going to be allows him to drink regular wine. It has nothing to do with kachim. Rabbi Lazar the katani nazir the mishli nafshi nisni nami nazir tame. And Rabbi Lazar thinks that's good enough. Why doesn't he list nazir tame also? Nazir tame also brings carbonos to be able to drink wine, because once he restarts his Nazirus and finishes it, which he can't do until he brings these carbonos of Nazirus Tamei, he will eventually be able to drink wine. So Kikamaisi carbon lemechalale Nazirus Betarahu. Nah, he's bringing his carbonos just to be able to start his Nazirus Tara. It's only at the conclusion of the Nazirus Tara that he's going to be allowed to drink wine. So that is too indirect. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Tanu Rabbanan.